This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to the 18th ever episode of the Little Bird Project. Now, currently, we are watching Stoke versus Norwich on a stream. It's illegal, we don't care, because we're fucking rebels. And what we've just watched is ridiculous. We've just seen... Actually, we just lost the stream. Oh, shit.
Stream's gone.
Stream is gone. That's Dan Brigham saying. Dan
Brigham
is talking on the other hand. We've lost the stream. Anyway, what we just saw is Gary O'Neill... Kick him in the leg. Literally kicked the boy in the leg for no reason.
Both legs
with both feet. And what the most craziest sending off I've fucking seen for a long time.
You know, just before that happened, we were talking about what a professional footballer Gary O'Neill is.
How good he was at doing all the things that we want in.
Sort of nice and easy, nice and sensible. And then he goes and gets his massive scissor legs
and
out.
And now Declan Rodgers kicked the ball out of. Oh, no. So we're going to kind of keep watching it. This is a slightly different way we're going to do. The podcast today, we're going to watch the game. What's the time? It's about 8 minutes left on the first half.
It's 37th minute in the first half at the moment. But we've got no jingles today because we need two laptops, but we're watching the football.
Football is important.
And we've got an exciting-ish announcement to make.
Yeah. Should we do that first?
Yeah, should we do that?
Yeah, do it. Go on then.
Remember back in November when we asked you to donate and some of you did and it was really kind and it's got us through past Christmas and that's been fantastic. It's kept the website going and the podcast going. Well, one of the guys we did a preview with, Typical City, Man City, they've set up on a website called Patreon, which is a way for fans and followers of anyone in sort of the arts or podcasting or websites to get...
Creative people.
Yeah, to get monthly donations from their followers, i.e. you guys. We've set up on there and there's a donate button where you can donate anything from $1, it's American, $1 a month or $2 a month, anything like that, to us. And... we're not trying to get money out of this, are we, John? Trying to get better content, pay our writers, do live events, etc.
The good thing about it is you can see exactly how much people read the text out, Dan. Your phone went. Yeah, people can see exactly how much we're going to get a month.
Yeah.
So it's very transparent. It'll tell you on the thing how many people have. The more we get, the more we'll do. Yeah. Simple as that. I mean, if we're getting, $1,000 come in, we're going to have to start proving that we're going to use the money.
Yeah, the more money we get, the more written pieces, good fun articles, the more Santayana-type articles we do, the way we can pay our writers, we can do live events in pubs or in venues or in your house, we can do more videos, pay sort of illustrators and stuff like that.
Yep.
And we were so sort of overwhelmed, genuinely, by the amount of people who donated when we asked that we thought it might be fun, we're basically, our only responsibility is to you now, rather than going down the route of getting sort of betting companies to sponsor us and stuff like that, which, is pretty ugly.
Which we have looked into. We've got quite a few things. Because there is a few things that we have to pay out for. Like with all the equipment for the podcast that that came out of our own pockets, we've got with Jack Holmes, we've got the...
Who does the illustrations for the website, which are amazing.
The kind of the hosting... of the website. I think we're just about to go 1-0 down. No, we're not.
Nope.
We're at the top. And we've had just a fantastic response from everyone. Yeah. And we want to continue. It just feels a good time, especially after the craziness of the last few days with Richard's...
Santayana column, which we'll be talking to Richard later in the podcast about that.
And it just... It just feels a good time, doesn't it? So please do have a look on the website.
So it's patreon.com, so patreon.com, and just type in the Little Yellow Bird Project into the search. and we haven't gone 1-0 down.
I'm like a bit like Roy Waller. It was must be a goal, and
isn't a goal. Genuinely, your support and retweeting is brilliant. And if we're going to sort of grow and get more brilliant, written, interesting, and funny content on the website and on the podcast with guests, etc., then any little bit of your pennies or cents, because it's American, really helps.
I mean, it's a dollar, isn't it? I mean, what's that? I mean, that's about 80p.
Yeah, so essentially, if you give $2 a month, it will work out to about 16 quid a year from your hard-earned money.
Yeah.
But if, you know, if enough people did that, then we can pay writers and attract different fun writers as well.
And do events and things, and we're gonna push on. So that's it. Yeah. We've done the pitch. Thank you very much for listening to it. We hope you can help and support us.
It'll be all over our Twitter and all over our website.
Yeah.
As soon as this goes up. Thank you for listening. Sorry for begging.
So we can't really do home and away because neither of us went and saw the Man City game.
No,
because
didn't bother with that.
Cup games.
Listen to a bit on radio.
The away game is currently happening.
We
now
are currently awaying, and it's still 0-0. I don't know why I'm reading the score.
41 minutes gone.
Oh, what do you think the score's going to be? Let's put ourselves on the spot.
3-0 to Stoke.
You said that before the sending off as well, didn't you? You're not going to double your prediction?
I'm going to double it.
I'm going to say 1-0 Norwich.
Oh, you're joking.
Because Stoke aren't used to pressing the opposition, means when we're down to 10 men, we've gone sort of 4 in midfield instead of the 5. It means they're still going to be trying to whack balls forward from their own half.
Can we talk about Gary Neal being a prick again?
Yeah, we can. That's really bad. We liked him before, didn't we?
We still do.
He followed us for two days
stupid.
on the Little Yellow Bird Project Twitter, and then he stopped following us.
I mean, oh.
Good riddance. Good riddance. You tweeted saying it was the silliest thing you've seen in a football shirt.
Recently,
yeah.
Yeah.
What is the silliest thing? I mean, I suppose Zidane's headbutt in the World Cup final's hard to beat, but anything silly related Norwich?
I forgot his name. Ryan Bennett pushing someone down a hole.
That wasn't silly, that was funny.
Exactly. Well, silly things can be funny.
I'm just trying to think of other ridiculous sending offs. Last time we got player sent off was against Southampton, I guess, when we got hammered.
Yeah.
And played really poorly, but then Southampton.
Whittaker got hammered for that, so he's going to get. I'm looking forward to the apology tweet that's going to come out. Sorry, guys, lost my head.
I imagine that's Mulumbu in for Bournemouth, then, isn't it?
Yeah.
I guess if we play that way.
Oh, yes, I guess so.
So we can't do home night. So Gary was a prick.
Yeah.
Lewis Grabban, what did you make of his departure?
Well,
for £8 million,
I think
or
that
it was.
We should put a little party on using some of the money because that is a lot of money.
Should we invite him?
What for?
For the party.
He'll just miss it.
He'll miss it and then bugger off to the seaside instead of coming to our party, won't he?
I think you have to admit it's a lot of money for a player that I don't think is that good, really.
Now, I sort of said, I mean, because
my microphone just broke, look.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Giving it a little twiggle there. It was a lot of money, but... And I got a little bit of crap for this, but...
Good.
I think it's a risk giving it to a relegation rival. Not because... And I know Norwich need to concentrate on their own results, etc. But when there are so few teams sort of vying for those relegate... To keep out...
We've got a corner!
Keep out of those relegation places...
Yeah.
Then I think you don't hand any sort of advantage to it. Because there's probably like 5 teams battling. Villa are gone. 5 teams or 6 teams at the most battling to avoid those other 2 spots.
Are Villa gone? They won last night.
They're gone. So I just think...
I think Bournemouth are gone.
That's the thing. It's hard to. It's so close down there. I just wouldn't hand any sort of advantage.
It's the worst corner I've ever seen in my life.
Worst tackle you've seen, worst corner you've seen.
This is off, worst kit.
Worst stream
you've
seen.
No, it's quite a good stream, but I don't like that there's black shorts. I can't help it.
I think it's quite a sexy kit.
Mm, in prison.
From behind, especially. Yeah, it is quite a sexy kit. Right, so
I don't, it's just kind of a weird one, isn't it?
Well, Grabban.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird one because you think he played a lot for us. Our managers like him. Obviously, Eddie Howe likes him, and he's
scored
goals.
He had
£8 million quid to spend on anything, and he chose Lewis Grabban.
He knows how they play. He knows what a ball that is.
No shit.
He knows how they play. He scored goals from before, obviously in League One and in the Championship.
Always don't do that.
And he has scored in the Premier League. He scored for us, and I still think he'll score more Premier League goals than Cameron Jerome this season.
Well, he didn't start against
No, he came on, didn't he, when they were drawing, and then they lost 3-1. Immediate impact. So, no Lewis Grabban, and it sounds like no Stephen Naismith as well.
No, he's going somewhere else.
I don't really care. I was always...
Not really,
I was a bit mere about the whole recruitment of him anyway.
He's a very hard-working player. I think he's not in that amazing...
Like
talented.
Gary O'Neill.
Like Gary O'Neill was before he kicked someone in the leg.
Kicked him in both legs with both of his legs. Yeah, it was a four-legs challenge.
It was. It was like a tanglement of limbs.
And body hair.
Oh.
And sweat.
Are you touching me? Is that me touching myself?
We're all touching everyone. Because Naismith's not an out-and-out striker. He's played up front for Everton on his own about literally 3 or 4 times. Spoken to quite a few Everton journos and writers about it. He played on the right under David Moyes at Everton, and he plays as a sort of number 10 when he does play under Martinez. He's once apparently played as a false number 9 at Everton, which is like a clash of civilizations, and he's a couple of times played... as a sort of out-and-out striker, but only a couple of times. So it's not since his Scotland days he's been a striker. And, you know, everyone sort of says,
that's immense.
That is immense. Umbekani's
held the ball up and did some awesomeness until half-time because the referee's about to blow. Do you think we should stop and then play again? Because I'm quite enjoying doing this during the game because I want someone to score so I can go,
we want to watch the end of it, though, without having to talk over it. Anyway.
I feel like John Motson.
What sort of...
Useless.
Doesn't talk in full sentences. Starts sort of sounding like he's coming.
Come on, ref, blow the fucking whistle. Anything exciting happens. Oh, it's going to be a corner.
Him over!
Yes.
Oh, nicely done. That's not a fucking free kick. Oh, it's half time. Alex Neil's hat is extraordinary.
Yeah, he's got a weird hat on today. I don't like that hat.
There's no way he would have got away with that.
Looks like a little black nipple on top of his head. And talking of black nipples, here comes Mark Hughes.
Okay.
What's wrong?
That didn't make sense.
It did. Look at his face.
Oh, okay, yeah. His hat. Oh,
there you go.
Arnautovic's hair is just astonishingly bad, isn't it? Anyway, do you think Jack Butland's made more saves against Norwich this season than all of the other goalkeepers we've faced put together?
No.
Okay, then.
Next question. So what we're going to be doing later on today is talking about our tweets. Have we got any tweets, by the way?
Oh, yeah, I haven't done top 10, though.
We don't do top 10s now because people went fucking batshit us last time. Whilst you do that, I'll look for a Dan versus John question.
Oh, yeah.
Wikipedia.
Patreon. Go visit Patreon.
Dwight Gale.
Nah.
Dwight Gale.
I'd be relatively...
That's not a red card if you look at it. He got the ball. Twats.
I mean,
look at it.
The referee had pretty much let everything go before then. I do wonder if that sort of influenced Gary O'Neill's decision just to go flying in like a... Fucking idiot. Because it didn't let everything go, Wally. I also think the commentator, whoever it was, saying it should have been a double red card.
Yeah, I like that.
I've never heard anyone say before. I don't think he wasn't... It was sort of... He wrapped his legs around him more than sort of studs up in the knee or anything like that.
Yeah, all right. We might be 0-0, but we win the corners 3-2.
Yeah, 3 points.
And we win the red cards.
Right. Begin a good game. Anyway, let's try and... Where do you go these days? Likes. So, we asked if Lewis Grabban... Departure was a song. Yeah. Which song would it be?
What the earth do people say?
So, let's give them marks out of 10. Chris Utting at Norfolk Chip says, "Sorry seems to be the hardest word" by Elton John.
Sexual.
Sing it. Can you sing it?
What was it?
"Sorry seems to be the hardest word."
Oh,
it's beautiful.
That's not how it goes.
Is it not? 7 out of 10? Sorry, because Grabban sort of said sorry. No, he didn't say sorry. He said thanks, didn't he?
Oh.
Yeah. He took 10 minutes to Photoshop some pictures of him not playing at Wembley and then said goodbye.
He did play Wembley.
He came on, didn't he?
Yeah.
Christopher Keeley at Kiehl's 811, who, by the way, we haven't talked about Santillana, have we?
I'm going to sneeze. Who?
Santillana.
We'll talk in a while about the actual person.
Here it comes.
No, it's gone.
Oh, it's gone.
I hate that.
Christopher Keeley, who was immense during the Santillana thing. Very funny. How deep is your love? With an E. How deep is your love?
Nice.
Yeah, that it's very deep. Well, it is, because Grabban's gone to Bournemouth with Eddie Howe again.
How deep?
Sharon Matthews. So that's a 7 out of 10.
How deep is your love?
Sharon Matthews at Sharon_NFC. Don't look back in anger. I think he will, though. He'll be really angry. Oh. He's always going to be looking behind him and go,
hi, Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Do you know Sharon? Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you give the mark out of 10?
10 out of 10.
What would you give the mark out of 10?
What?
10 out of 10?
Yeah.
Wow. That's generous. Don't look back in anger.
Yep.
It's a bit obvious, mate.
10 out of 10.
Okay. Spinky Bird at Spinky Bird.
She won last time. Well done, you.
Cherry Bomb by the Joan Jett version. Cherry Bomb because of the cherries.
Nice.
Yeah, good one. Andrew Lawn.
Lawnster. Who was in the...
Andrew _ Lawn.
We got a book come through with a load of faces in it saying, I'm an Orange supporter. Join... Renew your season ticket. And Andrew was one of them.
That's what he was going on about.
Was it?
He tweeted about it the other day.
When did he do that?
I don't know. Based on my Palace Physio mate's revelation, at Blazy85, if anyone wants to go follow a former physio, he was a thick shit at Palace, apparently, grabbing. I Knew You Were Trouble by Taylor Swift.
You
love Taylor Swift, don't you? You really do.
Good song.
Tina at One Yacht, who's been one of our token females. That sounds wrong out of context, doesn't it?
Nope.
Mm. Oh, I do like to be...
Here we go, watch.
Oh, I do like to
come
be...
Kaboom!
It doesn't really work, John, just doing that when people don't know what they're watching.
Can't see.
Oh, I do like to be beside the seaside.
Yep.
That's what she's going from.
I like that song.
I Want You Back by Jackson 5, says John Punt or Pantino. This is a sarcastic entry, though. I Want You Back. I should have read that out as if you meant it. Can we edit it?
Yep.
So John Punk goes for I Want You Back by the Jackson 5 because he adds he really wants Lewis Graben to come back.
Well, we don't want him back.
In fact, he says he's going to end up supporting Ipswich Town now.
Why would he do that?
Because Lewis Graben. That's just nonsense. He's always spouting fucking Pantino. If you follow him, unfollow him on Twitter, please.
And block him.
Unfollow him, block him, or abuse him first.
Actually,
abuse
follow him. Find out where he lives and then... Attack his house.
He's got children. Attack him on his way to work. If he works. Sean Wilkinson.
I bet he doesn't work.
Don't Believe the Hype by Public Enemy.
Don't Believe the Hype. Hype. Don't Believe the Hype.
Andy Traynor. Money for Nothing by Dire Straits. Ooh, I think a couple of people went for that. Don't get that one.
Money for Nothing.
Owl at Slice.
We got money for nothing.
Yeah, no, there's. I'm going through others. I don't. Owl at Slice _ Whackger.
Nice.
Says, I Gotta Go My Own Way by High School Musical.
Don't, gotta go your own way.
Don't laugh, she says.
She?
Alice, yeah.
Oh, thanks, Alice.
How Deep Are Your Pockets, says Joe Level. At Joe Level. Don't know that song.
How Deep Are Your Pockets?
Oh, we've lost the staff time stream.
The what? Staff time?
The half time stream.
The staff time dream. That's a goal.
Gary F. at Gazza TCC goes for quite a subtle, witty...
Yeah.
Fuck You by Lily Allen.
I haven't seen that one. That's good.
He asterisked it out as well, actually.
I don't know why people do that.
No.
More offensive, like, because then you put it in my head and I've got to say it out loud because you can't be bothered to say it.
Well, because you can't read out loud, can you? Without saying it out loud.
Well, no, but he's just put it in my brain.
Did you know, and this is a QI thing, that apparently people didn't used to realise you could read without reading out loud? So people, whenever they're reading scriptures and stuff, would say it out loud. And then someone walked in on someone reading something and not saying it out loud and was amazed.
Wow.
Stephen Fry said it, so it must be true.
Yeah, but how did they know that?
I don't know. Or maybe someone made a record of it and then didn't read it out loud when they were reading it after they'd written it. Written it down. You know,
they didn't have records back then.
They had vinyl. Do you know vinyl's making a comeback?
No.
Most vinyl sales since 1991.
Do you know why?
Because it sounds better.
Because Lidl sell them with USB.
Do you know what the biggest selling vinyl album was last year?
That's true. Arctic Monkeys.
No, it was Adele. How depressing.
On vinyl?
Yeah, so it's not just a hipster thing anymore. It's properly caught on again, vinyl, apparently. There you go. Anyway, Matt at Matt J. Ware, who, as we'll find out from Rich when we talk to him, was the first person to tweet the Santayana thing yesterday. Get Out and Stay Out by The Who.
Get out.
Matt never liked Graben. Never liked him.
Get out for your right.
Because we had loads. Getting bored now.
Yeah, two more.
Okay.
Three more.
Oh, I've just come across this. Amsterdam Canaries.
Oh, yeah.
He asked last week after he asked how many people listened to the show in Holland.
Or Netherlands.
The Netherlands. And it turned out it was 6 or 7, which was more times than he'd listened to the show.
Yeah.
He wants a shout out to any of his fellow Netherlands Norwich City supporters to get in touch. And his Twitter is at AMS Canaries. That's Amsterdam Canaries. So give them a shout.
I would. If I was... Have you ever been to Holland?
Nope.
Have you ever been to Amsterdam?
Obviously not if I've not been to Holland.
Well, that's a different part of the country.
It's part. That's like saying, have you ever been to England? No. Have you ever been to London?
No, it's not. You have a look at it. Read it up. Holland is a part of the Netherlands.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So you asked, have you ever been to Amsterdam? And have you ever been to Holland?
Yeah, because it's a separate part. It's like saying Scotland and London.
No.
It is. Look it up. Look it up. No, that's what it's called, the Netherlands. Anyway, it's not true. But the other thing I want to say is that I loved it.
What? Holland?
Amsterdam.
Okay. Travel with John Rogers. How are the roads looking, John?
Well, they're looking quite busy at the moment around the... Oh, sorry. Go on, carry on.
I think that's it.
Oh.
Yeah.
You made me do that stupid voice for nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all gone to back to Santillana now.
Okay, so do one more.
Oh, I don't know.
Just anyone, quick.
No, done. Oh. Done. Well done, everyone.
Yeah, it's good.
Well done. Thank you, as always.
Do you think people like Top 10?
I think they prefer it, yeah.
Because they want to think, oh, I'm the best.
We'll bring it back next week.
I'm the best.
We'll bring it back next week.
Because we want to do this because we want to watch the game.
Yeah.
At the same time. I'm waiting for the half time to come back on. I'm really excited about this second half.
Oh, God.
You just burped.
I did. Yeah. Oh. That's awful. Sorry, it's the tango repeating on
people
me.
People are not going to pay money now, are they?
Paper burp. Right, so...
I apologise.
Sorry, everybody. I mean it as well. That was awful. I didn't know where I was. I'm just... right, should we talk to Richard Jeffery?
Yeah, we had a quick conversation.
Should we explain this first, though? Let's explain this. Richard Jeffery wrote his debut piece on the website. We don't, though, do we? He wrote his debut piece on the website. We don't explain when we talk to him.
We do.
No, we don't.
That's the first thing we do. Is like,
we don't explain properly.
Happened?
Yeah, but...
Oh, go on then.
Jesus.
I think we don't have to, but go on.
Richard Jeffery wrote his debut piece, The Little Yellow Bird Project, on... What day is it?
Tuesday,
did he do it? Yeah, yesterday. It was yesterday, Christ. Yeah. And it went a bit mental. And if you're not on Twitter, you're about to find out why. Why we ended up on Sky Sports News.
Did we?
Yeah. You know that?
On Sky Sports News?
Yeah, on their live blog online.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Just Sky Sports.
Yeah.
.com.
Sky Sports, how we ended up there.
That's good, isn't it?
Mm.
Okay, here we go. Bye. I don't know what I'm saying bye for.
Hello.
Hello. So we're back again. So here is the conversation we had with him right now. Hello. Now, on the phone, we have, I don't know why I'm singing this, because we have the person who caused a Norwich City storm exclusive interview. I can see his face. He's stroking his beard and smiling because he's on Skype. And he is Richard...
Jeffery.
You've got to do all the surname.
Yeah.
Who started the Santillana. The Santillana craze. I'll have to call it a craze because it was a hell of a craze. Hello, Rich. How are you?
Hello, John. I'm fine. How are you?
Jesus Christ, you're loud. I'm going to turn you down a little bit.
Bloody
because
hell.
You scared my ears small are bleeding children now. Miles away. But that's the sort of guy you are. You don't care anymore, do you?
I don't care.
Fucking famous.
Yeah. In fact, I don't want even talking to you, to be honest, but carry on.
Well, we've spent all the money we've got together. We've sold everything to just to have you on. Well, first of all, let's talk about... the beginnings? What on earth happened?
What happened? Well, I was really I went to the Man City Cup game.
Oh, you did?
He's getting his digs in already.
Yeah. Instantly regret. No, I didn't mean like that. You were sensible. I against my better judgment and past experience, I went. Regretted it from minute. In fact, before I got there, I thought this is going to be crap, and it was. So I was in a bad mood. And
are you often in a bad mood, Rich?
No, I'm not. Okay. I'm quite a cheerful chap.
Uh-huh.
And so woke up Sunday morning. I couldn't shake my my grumpiness.
Okay.
And I looked at the NCFC Twitter feed and saw some people ranting about transfers, and that just tipped me over the edge. And I started writing for some reason. And I wrote, the initial thought was the shitball thing, and it just went from there.
So it literally rolled from the shitball.
Yeah. And
when did George Santayana pop into your head?
It just happened. It just because I thought this happens every year, doesn't it? And I thought I couldn't remember his name. I remember the quote.
Yeah.
And I googled the quote and got his name, and then that's where it came from. And it
So just explain sort of what your point you were making when you mentioned George Santayana in your piece.
I brought him in because of the quote initially, because those who can't remember, history are doomed to repeat it. And I thought, okay, well, I wanted to do some sort of something about how rumours are started from nothing, from one person saying something and someone misinterpreting it. So I thought, well, why not? We'll go with him. And it just sort of flowed from there. And you've probably all read it, hopefully all read it by now.
You're talking to our audience. He's changed, hasn't he?
And then it went batshit mental, didn't it?
I was quite pleased with it, and I was glad you guys wanted to use it.
So who was the first person to read and say it was good? I'm just going to put that out there.
Dan!
No, he wasn't!
Who was the first person to read it properly and say it was good?
The first person whose opinion I valued.
I like you, Rich. God. You can come on again. Instead of John.
Please do.
John, it was you. And then Dan agreed, and we had a little slight edit on a few things.
Only
and,
very mild.
What did you edit?
Very mild. Just a few. He's a writer, isn't he?
Well, he says that.
So, you know.
He gets paid for it. God knows how. So, after that, nothing else happened. Thanks very much for being on, mate. Oh, well,
cheers.
See
you, lads.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, no, wait. But things did happen, didn't they?
What happened?
What happened, Rich?
Well, what happened, guys? You very kindly put it onto the Little Yellow Bird site.
Project.
The project site, which is the best, one of the best, if not the best, Norwich City resources on the internet. And I was really pleased with that. And I thought I might get a few people say, nice one, thank good article, mate. Yeah, cheers, ha ha. And I was working away and I had something to do and came back to my PC about half an hour later, checked it, and I had like about 50 mentions, and I thought,
what have you done wrong?
So it was a positive response, and I was really pleased. And then the first person to do it was Matt Ware, off of Out of on Twitter, and he tweeted the sentence that I put in the article about in the know Santayana. And it just went from there, and everyone swung in behind it in the spirit it was intended.
It became
its
own hashtag as well very quickly, didn't it?
It did, hashtag Santayana.
And it probably took, an hour, do you think, before people started believing it?
About an hour, yeah.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
About an hour.
Who is this Santayana fella? Where's he from? I keep Googling and all I can come up with is a dead Spanish philosopher. Who is he? Who does he play for? it was wonderful.
And so it demonstrated the thinking behind my article, really.
Yeah. So what you had written actually then genuinely happened.
It actually happened.
And it got
was
picked up
like
by
Brass Eye, as you said.
That was John, yeah. It got picked up by Sky Sports News as well, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. And some of the news aggregation sites picked it up. Then it went crazy.
So
and,
basically, you went viral for a little while. Do you think it was
a
mini viral?
In a good way.
Yeah.
Not a yew tree way.
We were kind of discussing this, saying how quickly and easily it was something randomly to go viral in a strange way.
And it was
Dan was sending me little statistics of how many people have gone to the site every 10 seconds.
We don't usually talk about stats on here. It's very boring. But we got your piece got more hits yesterday on our website than we got in the entirety of November. So thank you very much.
Pleasure. Thank you.
I mean, it doesn't come across in any sort of money or anything, but thank you very much.
You made that very clear from the outset.
However, things might be changing, Rich.
As we will reveal shortly.
Wow. Mm.
I can't do that again. That's it.
You have peaks, haven't you?
Yeah.
What's your next piece going to be about? Santana? Sultans?
I think I'm going to...
Dire Straits, Sultan of Swings? Or are you just going to leave it there?
One of those memories that... Do you remember that chap, that thing, Santayana, that, what was his name, remember?
Is there a part of you that just thinks, shit, some people don't even know it's me? Some people don't know it was you were the creator of this thing. Some people don't know where Santayana comes from. Although I suppose that's part of the sort of wonderful nature of something going viral, isn't it?
Did I create Santayana or, that's
did
getting into his
you?
Sort of territory,
we
isn't
will
it,
never
really?
Know.
No.
But importantly, though, where do you think Santayana's best position would be?
Well, as my one of my tweets said, it doesn't matter as long as you play to his strengths.
Play to his strengths.
Nice.
And on that note,
I've got one more quick question.
Sorry, can I just genuinely say before the question, a friend of mine who is an Ipswich fan has just genuinely texted me saying, Santayana who? Amazing stuff. Just heard. Are you famous now? Well, no, but Richard's famous, though. Richard Jefferies famous.
We're riding off your fame, Richard. So that's all right. You don't mind that, do you?
I don't mind that at all, guys.
We are piggybacking.
Okay, my final question to you, before we let you go and shave that beard of yours that you've got, and then send us the clipping so we can just hold on to it. Could I ask you for a podcast post bag? Did I get it right? No, I didn't do it.
Podcast.
Yeah. If it could be a film, what would it be? Go on. Go on then. You think you're clever with your little witty wordplay. Go on. Off you go.
To be fair,
what's the subject?
That's a point.
Well, you gave us one for Lewis Grabban early, didn't you? I think.
Oh, no, the Man City game.
Man City game?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Tale of Two Cities. I don't know.
Fucking hell, he's good, isn't he? All right. Well, a song then. Yeah, do a song. I'll turn him into a cow.
You're just doing bovine impressions now.
Pressure's on. I did think of a good one for Grabban leaving if it was a film, but I can't remember now.
All right then. Oh, wow. You really were a passing comet, weren't you?
Yeah. This is a great interview, isn't it?
It's all gone wrong now. We finally got to the real
Richard. We found
Richard.
Your weakness.
Yeah. Put him on the spot. He's not so good, is he? All right. Well, thank you very much. We really appreciate for what you did for us. And I'm so glad it happened because it was good fun.
It was brilliant.
To watch from afar.
And tell everyone what your Twitter handle is so people can go and annoy you on Twitter.
At Twitchit, which is twit, because I'm a twit, and it's on Twitter.
Yeah.
And Richard is my name in Norfolkese, and it's Twitcher Richard. It's very clever.
God almighty.
Christ. Yeah. Glad that was explained to me.
No one's going to follow you after that, are they?
So essentially it's at Twitcher, which is TWITCHUT.
That's it.
Whee.
Super. You're a star, and we love you. Thank you very much for doing what
Thank
you
do. Thank you,
mate. And we'll hopefully have something else from you very, very soon.
I'll try, chaps. Thanks ever so much.
Bye, mate.
Cheers, bye.
Cheers, bye.
So there we go. He's a lovely chap.
He's great, isn't he?
He's funny.
Yeah.
And because we could see him because he was on Skype and we could see a little picture of him. He was giggling and smiling, a lovely big beard.
Lovely big beard.
He looked like Bluto.
A what?
Bluto, is it?
Oh, yeah. From Popeye?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. God, I haven't heard him referenced for a long time.
Well, hang around with me, mate. So.
You'll be bringing out the Mickey Mouse ones and the...
Mickey Mouse? How about Mickey Mouse on the same thing as Popeye?
Oh, cartoons. Black and white cartoons.
Black and...
Mickey Mouse started black and white.
First of all, I'm not going to get into that. That's really annoyed me. What do you mean?
What?
Popeye, black and white.
Yeah.
But that's just like... Oh, I'm not even bothered.
Scintillating this.
Yes, so.
Well done.
Ready for this?
Dan versus John.
And I'm
John
ready
versus
for this.
Dan.
Yeah, question
who
time.
Who will be the winner? And who will be the man?
Who cares? That was a live podcast because we're watching the football.
Unplugged.
Unplugged.
Some would
nice
say.
Acoustic version of the Dan versus John. Now, at the moment, I'm winning, 7-4?
Something like that. I've given up.
No, yeah.
There's a long way to go. Never give up. Never give up.
Don't give up. You sound like Lewis Grabban in an aerial challenge. You've given up. So what I'm going to ask you is a question. In 2008, the supporters cast votes to determine the greatest ever Norwich City team.
Oh.
There are 11 players.
Okay.
Can you name them?
In 2008?
2008.
Oh,
can you name them?
Interesting. Who's in goal?
I'm going to give you a thing. Grant Holt is not one of them.
Obviously, yeah.
I'm just saying. I thought just in case you think you're allowed to get three wrong, I want you to get them all.
All of the fuckers?
Yeah.
Really?
I think you could do it. Let's start with the goalkeeper.
Brian Gunn?
No, that's the first wrong you've gotten wrong. And that's why I did it.
Oh, that's just that's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ian Crook?
In goal.
Not in goal.
No, you got to go to the goalkeeper.
No, I don't. I can go wherever I want.
Here we go.
Goalkeeper. I can go wherever I want.
No, you can't.
I'm going wherever I want. Ian Crook?
Ian Crook is in it, yes. Goalkeeper.
John Dean?
John Dean?
Is he not in there?
No.
No?
John Dean?
Yeah. He was good for us.
Yeah, but fucking John Dean.
Martin Peters?
Yes. Best ever. It's a lot of newbies in there. Well, during the good days.
Good days.
Yeah. Well, who's the goalkeeper? Now lives in Florida. Give you a big...
Does he?
Mm-hmm.
Who's that then? I don't know.
The goalkeeper who lives in Florida?
I can't
the
think.
The longest reigning Norwich player, I think.
Ever?
Yeah.
What's he doing in Florida?
Because he lives there.
Why?
Because it's hot.
Yeah.
Don't drink because you'll burp again.
Come back to him.
You can't think. Really old. The best ever goalkeeper.
Yeah, no. Mind fart. so, up for the...
right back then.
Chris Sutton?
Yeah, he's up there.
Yeah.
Right back.
So I can get one more wrong, essentially.
Basically, not very good at this one, are you? Right, I'll give you some more. Right back. Who's the right back?
Ian Culverhouse?
Yes.
Right.
Who's one of the centre-backs?
They're all shit recently, though.
There's a couple of really good centre-backs.
I mean...
one of them went to...
Yeah, don't... I mean, Steve Bruce?
Yes, well done.
Okay.
The legend that is, the Norwich City legend of...
What?
Of yesteryear.
Yesteryear.
Yeah.
I don't know, left back.
You know what my Twitter handle is? You know the first word of that? That might help you with finding out who the...
I can't think now what your Twitter handle is. So, is it 4-4-2?
Yes, very much so.
Very
Although
much so.
Although we do have two left wingers.
Darren Eady.
Yeah.
Has to be. Thank God for that.
Yeah.
Two left wingers.
You've met him, haven't you? What's your thing you always say about Eady?
Tiny feet.
Tiny feet.
Yeah. Real Fox?
No.
No?
Sure.
No. Who's on the right?
No one. We've got two left wingers, remember?
Oh, that's ridiculous. So what, David Phillips? Dale Gordon?
No.
Who then?
Darren fucking Huckabee, you dick.
Oh, that does my head in, that.
Why?
Does. He was brilliant in the Championship. Brilliant. And he was quite good in the Premier League.
He scraped us into the Premier League.
Yeah, but he was quite good in the Premier League.
Okay.
That annoyed. Real Fox was a better player than Darren Huckabee.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No.
Better end product.
No.
Yeah.
Real Fox couldn't win a game on his
yes,
own.
Yes, he could.
On his own.
Yes, he could. And he is a fucking great header of the ball as well for
Real
man.
Fox?
For a man who's short.
Oh, you knob.
For a man who's short.
Oh, by the way, the game is back on.
Oh, you knob.
We nearly tied it up, but we didn't.
Go through the team then.
Okay, so in goal was
it's quite
Kevin
interesting.
Keelan.
This, oh for fuck's sake,
Kevin Keelan. Well, he is the longest reigning Norwich player. The most. You did it again. You burped and you put the microphone to your mouth to burp.
No, I didn't. I removed the
microphone. God Almighty, what's wrong with you? Okay, so Ian Culverhouse, Steve Bruce, Duncan Forbes,
big dunk
left.
Mark Bowen.
Yeah, on the left is. Darren Huckabee. Well, who's the playmaker? Who's there for
over
10
Crook.
Years? Yep.
Well, I've got Ian Crook.
The Jeff Martin Peters.
Mm-hmm.
Are there said little feet?
Darren Eady.
And up front is Chris Sutton and...
ooh.
You know what? You're not even paying any attention.
So, no, I was watching...
You're just burping.
I was just watching the game.
Unbelievable. Whose idea
Sorry,
was
who's
this?
Up front with what? Chris Sutton. It was your idea. I told you this wouldn't work.
It's just you going, what? Burp. What? What? Just burping into a microphone watching the football.
I don't know who's up front with him. I don't know who is up front with
who's
him.
Who's one of the greatest ever strikers we've ever had? Who won Player of the Season twice?
Ooh.
You're not paying any attention.
No, sorry. Don't just say, because I'll just watch
you and Roberts.
Oh, that's ridiculous as well.
Why? Why?
Oh, that's just a sentimental vote as well. He wouldn't be in there now.
Oh,
would he?
Think of what he did for us. He was he's one of the best strikers we've ever had.
Well, he got us into
goal scoring.
He got us into the playoffs.
That's a fucking foul referee.
He got us into the top six of the second division.
Yeah, because we were shit for so long. He was the start of something amazing. And he's just a really good chap. And he.
Well, cause that's what I mean. It's a sentimental choice.
Of course it is. What's wrong with that?
Well, I'm not sure he's better than Mark Robbins.
Who's better than Mark Robbins?
I'm not sure he's better than Mark Robbins.
Are you joking me?
In fact, he's definitely not better than Mark Robbins.
Mark effing Robbins.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a good cross, isn't it? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's goal.
Oh, they've done a goal.
They've done a fucking... I don't know whose fault it was. I promise you, I had to be fucking John
Walters.
Oh, it's
fucking Walters.
Oh, it's not signing him for 1.5 million because he won't do anything for us. Yeah, just... He's put us down. We're definitely down now. If you look at... Actually, look at the replay. Look at Odaijajija not going into the tackle. There.
Oh, he does. He just doesn't make it.
And what a fantastic ball.
Why has he let him go? Who's let him go there?
That's Russell Martin.
It is Russell Martin,
no, it's
isn't
not.
It?
It's Brady, isn't it? No, it's Russell Martin. Oh, Christ. Is it Russell Martin? No, it can't
no
be
it's
Russell
not, because Russell Martin's there.
On the left-hand bit, it's Brady. Oh, I said that Brady was shit. Oh, that's just shit. That's it now. That's the end of it. Right. Everybody, we've just conceded a goal, and that's the end of everything.
But by the time we come out, we'll know that we've won 3-1.
Oh, yeah. I want to say 3-0. Mark Hughes is complaining. Talking of complaining...
Ooh. What?
We lost.
Did we?
Yeah.
What score?
3-0.
Oh, shit.
No, we lost against Man City.
Oh, right. Yeah, we did. Yeah, we didn't watch that.
So we need to do a Norwich City tonic.
A what?
Norwich City tonic. For fuck's sake. What's happened to you? You put a television screen in front of you.
This was a dreadful idea, John. I knew it was going to be a dreadful idea. let's do it during a game because, you know, they'll know the score by the end of it, but it'll be fun,
won't
it?
Said, what is it? Norwich City tonic.
Literally
what?
Can't do
what's that? The thing, the little feature that we talked about.
That we cheer people up with?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you want to cheer people up with?
I need to do the jingle, ready?
Okay.
Now it's time for Norwich City tonic.
All right, then.
All right.
That's less of a jingle, more of an advertising slogan, isn't it?
Yeah. So, this is what we're going to talk about.
What are we going to talk about?
Can you remember your first ever Norwich City kit?
That I bought?
Yeah.
Yes, it was the Essex one.
So was mine.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. I bought it because my first favourite player was Dale Gordon.
Was
I
it?
Think, yeah. I never got... Did you ever get names on the back of your shirt?
I got once, and that was Robbins.
Who was what? Oh, right.
And James nine and Robbins.
Sorry?
Robbins.
Mark Robbins?
Yeah, number nine.
Yeah, you never got Ewan Roberts a bet, did you?
No.
No, it's because Mark Robbins is better than Ewan Roberts,
I was past it then.
Yeah.
12, 13, I think is the perfect age for a football fan.
Do you remember at school, actually, that nearly everyone... Well, certainly, I went to school in Long Stratton, which is just south of Norwich. Nearly everyone of my age was in a Norwich kit for PE and, what's you know, playing football and stuff like that. Was that the same out in Galston?
No, we couldn't afford kits. We were poor. This is going to be a bloody goal here. No, it's not. Cleared it. That's it.
Ooh.
He just nearly headed it from the penalty spot.
Brady trying to atone for his mistake there.
Yeah. No, we didn't really. This is a really poor idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because the football's on and we can't keep our eyes off it. And now you're tweeting. What are you doing now?
No.
So, let's talk about the next game, which is the Bournemouth game.
Well, no, hold on. First kick.
It was a bad idea.
No, it's all right. It's quite nice, isn't it? In a way. But
yeah, we've done it. That's it.
That's the thing. Like, when we were at school, most people supported Norwich in Norfolk, didn't they? It's probably fair to say. Most of the kids...
Not in Galston. No, okay. There was more Man City, Man United and Liverpool at the time.
Well, even back then, Man
Arsenal,
United.
Quite a few Arsenal, because they were the biggest premiership thing in my when I was at high school.
Arsenal, yeah,
nearest,
I suppose they were. Yeah.
So nearest.
Yeah, just did it again.
I don't believe it. This is the worst podcast we've ever done.
We've got no jingles.
We've no jingles. We've asked for money. We're begging. And you're burping.
Tell you what was good, though. I feel like we've let him down, was Richard. He was great.
Yeah, but he's always good.
Yeah, but he was great. And we've been a disaster. Oh, that's a lovely ball again, isn't it? Well done, Ruddy. Rudd.
That's scandalous.
Yeah.
That was the other thing I was going to talk about. I don't know if I've mentioned this on the podcast before. I have. So don't worry. I have. It was the Ruddy thing. It's like, oh, yeah, because Bun... who was talking? John Ruddy was talking about all the different goalkeepers he had. Campy, Bunny. And then he went to Declan. He went Declan.
He couldn't go for Decky.
No, he couldn't go for Ruddy.
Oh, Ruddy, yeah. He couldn't go Ruddy, could he? Ruddy. What did he call himself?
Ruddy.
Rudders.
He called the Rudster. Big Rudd.
Did when do you think?
Another one.
When do you think is a sensible age to stop wearing a football top for non football matches? But what does that even mean? I mean, for anything outside of going to a football match.
I never ever do.
No, but you see people though, don't you? You see them. Yeah.
I kind of like it when people go on holiday with it, like a different country.
Right.
I kind of like that.
When I was in New Zealand, I saw someone in a Norwich kit.
Yeah.
And I was about to go up to them and say hello, and then I suddenly thought, no, this grown adult is wearing a Norwich kit.
No. I was in America when we won the league. Just happened to be out there.
Yeah.
When we won the league.
Which season? What, under Lambert? Or
no.
No, we didn't win the league. Under Worthy.
Under Worthy, yeah. Yeah. And I saw a chap walking towards me with an Norwich City thing. And I stopped him and said, have you heard the news? He went, no, I can't get my phone with me. When we won the league.
Oh,
we
wow.
Had a little moment. No idea
cool.
who he was.
Did you kiss?
We kissed about four times.
Shared numbers?
Yeah, tongues.
Numbers?
Oh, yeah, and numbers. Yeah, yeah.
Still married now?
Yeah. And his name was Daniel Brigham. Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
that was quite nice. So I kind of like that. But going down to the market with your Norwich top on, not into that.
No. I suppose, yeah, there's a sense of identity, when, especially if you're abroad.
Yeah,
I like that. You put something on just...
My first ever away game I went to as like a proper big boy. I can't remember who it was now.
You're talking about your first erection now.
What? Direction?
Erection.
Oh, I see. And I remember being, stream stopped. That's why Dan's getting snotty. I remember getting really, what's the word?
Wound up?
No. I was kind of scared because I was on my, has he scored?
What's happened? The stream stopped. Have we done
That's
a goal?
That's gone in.
Have we?
We have! We've done a goal! It's 1-1! The stream!
Stream literally stopped.
We literally have no
Who
idea.
Who the fuck scored? Is it Russell Martin or Adija? They're all hugging.
We missed the goal.
There's people clapping.
This is going to be... It's got to be a good
it's
goal.
Lovely ball,
this.
Away. Lovely ball from Bray. Oh, it's like their goal. Oh, my God. This is going to be a good one.
It's Wes!
Oh, my fucking God!
Wes, no, it's not.
No, it's not.
Who is it?
Who's hit that on his right foot?
It's Brady, innit? No, it's Howson.
It's Howson.
Oh, my goodness gracious me. What a goal that is.
Oh, wow.
Twonk it.
He should be doing that more,
no,
shouldn't
it's
he?
No, it's not. It's Russell Martin.
It is Russell Martin. Not quite as good as his one against Brighton, but pretty fucking sensational.
We are rubbish at this, aren't we?
Well, it's because the stream's bad.
No, it's not. We don't know what we're doing.
The stream's really bad.
I like this. I told you it was a good idea to do this.
It was Howson.
Was it?
I think so. Oh, well, let's look at Twitter. Twitter's our friend. Twitter will tell
They've
us.
They've taken someone off and put someone on.
This is how we normally write. It was Johnny.
Was it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Johnny.
And
what
set up
goal.
By Vadis, yeah. That was beautiful.
Right,
hit.
So what are we going to do with Johnny Howson? Where can we put him in the world?
What?
King?
King?
Yeah.
No, because then he'll just because we want him playing for Norwich, don't we?
Yeah, we still can.
Oh, no, he's got his crown to wear. He's got one of those little sticks to walk around with as well.
Sticks?
Stick. He's got a wave at people.
Sticks or sticks?
With a big goblet on the end.
What are they called?
Yeah, probably. You know, I went to the Crown Jewels.
Goblet.
I went to the Crown to see the Crown Jewels at Tower of London. Tower of London's great, by the way.
It is fun. Yeah. I
loved it. Crown Jewels, though, which is pretty remarkable.
Expensive.
Obscenely, amount of money at it, in it. You know, millions and millions of pounds worth. Then they ask you for a fucking fiver when you leave. Ask you to give them a fiver just to keep it going. When it's probably the most condensed period of incredible wealth there is in Europe.
Stream's gone.
Stream's gone.
I stopped listening to you about 5 minutes ago. Oh, this is quite good. I told you it's a good idea to do the thing, because how good was that? We didn't see the goal, but we started cheering.
We didn't
a
see
freeze
it.
Frame.
You thought it was Wes with his right foot. His leg would have gone flying off if that had been Wes.
We were celebrating a freeze frame.
Hopefully it'll happen again, then.
Of someone in the crowd smiling. We said that. Must be a goal. That mug's smiling. I'm going to get a point here, then.
I don't know. Let's not talk about it, because people will know if we do or not.
That's true.
I still think we're going to win. I said we're going to win. I'm going to stick with win.
Do you think we should just keep going to the end of the game now?
No.
People are
going to
love this shit.
No, they won't. That's a terrible idea. No one's going to want to listen to
it. You said it was a terrible idea to do this.
No one's going to want to listen for over an hour with no jingles, no prepared anything.
I quite like this. It's kind of... what's the word? Shit.
Yeah.
And, I say Umbakani.
I think beyond shit, right?
No,
beyond shit.
What's he doing? I love it. Oh, I wish people could see
what
this.
A goal that was, though.
He just got punched in the face.
John is standing up now.
Standing
He's
up.
Standing up.
Oh, not having that.
Oh, that's not good.
I didn't see it, but he's on the floor.
Best Norwich Premier League goal since Tetti? Yeah, definitely.
Oh, that good. We didn't see it real time like we did.
What do you mean? No, best since, that's what I'm saying.
We didn't see it real time, so it's not very good, is it?
What?
I love when you do that. I say the most inane shit, and you look to get all angry.
I'd rather you didn't say inane shit. We're trying to get money out of people.
Oh, yes, yeah. Sorry, everyone.
So best goal since...
Should we stop the podcast?
Best goal since Tetti in the Premier League?
Well, we didn't see it. We just saw like a
slow motion. Well, we saw the replay, yeah, when he's hammered it on the half volley into the top corner.
Yeah, it's on the edge of the area. I've done it again!
You're a boring twat.
Oh, dear. So we've had a red card, Alex Neal. Alex Neal's wearing a hat.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the best game I've ever seen. Yeah.
So, should we watch the end last half an hour?
Yeah.
And put this up? And and then do a better job next week.
I don't think we can ever do a better job. We're going to score again. Maybe not. So, have you got any like?
Not done any of that. I've been writing a lot today.
Have you?
Since like 7 in the morning about Martin O'Neill's playing career.
How many words have you done?
Well, I did 1,500 today, and I need to do another.
Is that all?
They've got to be good words. Got to do 5,000 by
it?
Friday. 5,000. I mean, instead, I'm dicking around with you.
Aw. 5,000 by when?
Oh, by Friday. Just 2 days away.
Offside. On that horrific note of an offside decision. Time to say goodbye.
So,
everyone.
Despite this, our best efforts to put you off, please go visit Patreon. And actually, don't. Please don't give us any money. We don't deserve it. We'll only misuse it.
What did we spend the last money on? Dinosaurs and
rockets, wasn't it?
Rockets.
Yeah.
Yeah, dinosaurs and rockets.
Yeah, setting fire to things. Yeah. With arson.
With crushed down dinosaurs inside the rocket.
Yeah, I wish we hadn't left that year's supply of ice cream. Bought there outside. Just a big puddle of ice cream.
I thought it would be cold enough. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. So there we go, everyone. Probably the worst podcast we've ever done.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's some competition, but this one's streaking away at the top of the league, isn't it?
We've just had the biggest amount of hits on the website ever, and we followed up with this piece of shit.
Yeah. So if this is the first time you've listened to us, it probably doesn't get any better, to be honest. Probably doesn't.
We don't have
who have we got?
Or...
Bournemouth. Are we going to beat Bournemouth?
Oh, yeah, that's it. Away!
Yeah, we've done home, and now we're away. Are we going to beat Bournemouth? What are we going to do at Bournemouth?
I would take a draw.
I wouldn't.
I would.
No. Alex Neal wouldn't, would he?
Yeah, of course he would. That's why he's crazy. Crazy Alex Neal.
No, you got beat team. I know, like, you're right, a draw away at anyone is good in the Premier League, but...
I'd be happy with a draw.
I suppose it also depends what happens after in this game. But Bournemouth had just come off a pretty shit defeat at West Ham last night.
Yeah, I mean...
And we've got...
You do know.
Better team
you
than
do,
them.
You do, honestly... Oh, my God, that's our ball. You do know that Graven's going to score a hat-trick against us.
No, he's not.
Why?
He's going to score 5 goals. Afobe's going to chip in with 6.
Right.
And Sermon's going to... slide up to the Norwich supporters at the end and stick his fingers up at them.
So it's going to be 6-5?
7-6 to us.
Oh, why? Right. Who's got the other ones? Johnny House has taken his shoes off.
Oh, here we go again. Replay this is the goal.
It flicks it on.
Oh, that's lovely from Adija. I don't think he meant that. Oh, that's a lovely strike.
To
be fair, it sat up lovely for him, didn't it?
I'd call that a slash.
It sat up lovely, Clive. Slash. It really did.
I mean, if anything, he hit it too well.
Yeah, that is the most infuriating thing when commentators say, "I always hit that too well." You've never hit it too well if it hasn't gone in.
Odija is coming off.
He is. Who's coming on for him?
Odija say
Redmond is.
Stretching it.
Like it.
I don't like him in that top though. All right, let's go. Hey, well, thank you very much.
Thank you. We'll be back next week with jingles.
With jingles and actual stuff. I'll tell you what. I'll do a new jingle for it. I'll do a new feature with a new jingle.
Yeah, new stuff. Yeah. Fun stuff.
Tweet us. Where's this coming off?
Oh.
For bloody Jesus Christ, he's going for it.
Matt Jarvis. So,
that's Jesus Christ.
Wow, two wingers. Unless Redmond's going up top as well.
Are we doing 4-5 at the back?
What with Brady? Left. I don't know.
Redmond's come on, he's laughing.
he's a cheeky little fella, isn't he? Anyway, should we go?
Yeah, let's go.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Sorry.
See you next week. Well, we probably won't now
we
after this.
We love you.
Yes, we do. And thank you to Richard for being on as well.
It.
What?
Can't say it.
Well, we love you. Yeah. We love you, man. Men, women, boys, girls, old people. everyone who listens to us.
Yeah, thanks everyone.
Cheers.
And we'll see you next week with a new jingle and feature, which people can suggest if you want to.
Yeah, please do.
So if you say something to either Dan or myself, do it me, because Dan won't listen. He'll get aggressive with
you. To be fair, I'm pretty much the only one who manages our Twitter account. So.
No, that's not true. I put hilarious stuff out. Offside. That's it. Cough into the mic as well. Burp. Do you want to stick up your ass right now and get it done? Get the hat
trick? I was just laughing at the way your head shot back like a turtle going back up into its shell and out of its ass. At my suggestion, you don't man the Twitter account.
And you do too much. Just nonsense. And then you do it. Then you can have an actual jingle that I'll write and do a thing. That'd be good.
That's so a good idea.
Oh, I did that when you hear it. Thanks very much, Bron. Goodbye.
Bye. Knob of the day. Aviva!
We don't need fucking another computer, do we? Bye, everyone.
Bye.